Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for meeting us with the gospel of salvation, the truth, the helmet of salvation, the righteousness, your faith, your sword that helps us, and your word that blesses us, that we can bless others. And so we thank you, Lord, for your wonderful help in Jesus, that in you we live and move and have our being now, that you are our strength, our stronghold, and a very present help in the time of trouble, this day and every day, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 7, verse 25 to 31. The Master didn't give explicit direction regarding virgins, but as one must experience in the mercy of the Master, and loyal to him all the way, you can trust my counsel. Because of the current pressures on us from all sides, I think it would probably be best to stay just as you are. Are you married? Stay married. Are you unmarried? Don't get married. But there's certainly no sin in getting married, whether you're a virgin or not. All I'm saying is that when you marry, you take on additional stress in an already stressful time, and I want to spare you, if possible. I do want to point out, friends, that time is of essence. There's no time to waste, so don't complicate your lives unnecessarily. Keep it simple in marriage, grief, joy, whatever, even in ordinary things, your daily routines of shopping and so on. Deal as sparingly as possible with the things the world thrusts on you. This world, as you see it, is fading away.
Hallelujah. This last passage here that echoed here, they echoed because it's common. The disciples understood that the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. We see John also declare that in his letter. And when did it pass away for them, this darkness pass away? For Paul, the last disciple, the one that was taken in by the Lord, resurrected Lord, and John, when John became a disciple, and when Paul was knocked off his horse and he became a disciple. So that's so important for us to become. These were the guys, his disciples, were the guys that brought in the fragrance of heaven on earth as witnesses of the Lord. So the Lord said, well, oh, I'll be with you until the end of this age. So they were witnesses, and it's going to take disciples again. It's beautiful. Let's go look at John 12. In John 12, Jesus says, unless I fall into the ground, I'll remain alone, but if I fall in the ground, I'll bear much fruit. And we are all the fruit of his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So then it goes on, and then he says, therefore you must hate the world, turn away from the world. I'm just sharing it, paraphrasing it. And you must follow me, and where I am, there you will be. And when you serve me in this way, the Father will also honor you. So it's so important, guys. This world has passed away 2,000 years ago when Jesus came and he was the light here, shining into this dark world, growing, showing us the way from baby to young man to father, and then paying the price for us, dealing with our sins, and then ultimately going up into heaven. And you've got Revelation 5, verses 9 and 10, where heaven sings a new song. And we able to sing with them now because Jesus led the people of the past that were waiting in Abram's bosom. He led them into the fullness of heaven. So heaven's not the same any longer. Jesus is there now. Mankind has been brought in, saved mankind. When we're born again, the Bible says we are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into that kingdom, into that heavenly realm. And that's why we're in the world, but not of the world. And that's where also where the devil and his angels, they, the authors of the lying, the stealing, the killing, and destroying, were cast out. But now they need to be cast out down here, here in this world. Amen. Jesus is ruling and reigning through his disciples, through his witnesses, to deal with them. Why do I say that? Because the Bible says creation is waiting eagerly for the sons of God. And who are the sons of God? Those led by the Spirit. So know that 2,000 years ago, the reality of the goodness of God that he predestined for Adam and Eve and they missed it has now been restored and it's available. And that's what we've got to push into. We've got to take hold of. Last night, I prepared to share on finally put on the armor because finally everything has been done now. So put on the armor. And I said, please read Ephesians 6 verse 10. And then Danita didn't hear right and she read Ephesians 2 verse 10. And I just realized this morning, you know, that is actually the gospel. Ephesians 2:10 is the gospel in a nutshell. And it says we are God's workmanship. She was reading from the TPT. You must read it from the TPT. It's beautiful. We are his trophies in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for our lives. That's the gospel in a nutshell. That is the truth in a nutshell. That is the salvation in a nutshell. That's the faith that we stand on of God in a nutshell. That is the sword of the Spirit that wakes us up, cleans us up, so that we can wake up and clean others up with the Word. And that is, yeah, I said it already, that is the gospel that we got to walk in. And that's the goodness that we must pray for all the saints when we take hold of it. So that's the gospel. That's the good news. That's the truth. That's salvation. That's righteousness. That's salvation. And then Ephesians 6:10 talks about how it must become a part of our life. What is happening when it becomes a part of our life? And we're putting it on in every area we're clothing. Where's it? Romans 13, I think it's verse 14. It says, put on Christ Jesus. That's putting on Jesus. That's walking in the footsteps of Jesus. That's doing what he done together with him. So guys, this goodness has come. And whether you're single, a lone ranger like Paul, you need to just stay in tune. But if you're married, you've got a wonderful partner, which is a gift for you to serve your, just as you love yourself in the Lord, you love your partner and vice versa. You encourage each other. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing, marriage, because it reflects the love of God giving us Christ Jesus so that we can be married, so that we can be the blessings God made us to be. Another wonderful scripture, guys, is anyone in Christ is a new creation. And this is what you've got to wake up to take hold of these wonderful realities of Ephesians 2:10 and Ephesians 6:10 onwards. There's putting on the armor. You've got to know you're a new creation. Old things have passed away. Everything of sin and the devil and death has been dealt with. And now you've got to behold all is new. Amen. On a daily basis, take up the cross. And the cross is God's plan for you, God's will for you. So be blessed to know you're here to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow in a great rock, together with the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.